Good evening and welcome to this edition of Agar Meditation. Today's topic is timeless meditation. Essentially, it's a misnomer, but it is written on purpose. But actually, meditation itself must be timeless, which means that it should transcend all the time that we have. Whether it's morning, whether it's night, whether you are awake, or whether you wake up in your sleep, you should wake up with awareness. That's what timeless meditation means. We barely practice awareness. Some of us don't even meditate every day. Some of us are meditating sparingly, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And then we believe we are doing God a favor. Meditation is not for God. It is not to gain access to any God kingdom. Meditation is to experience your divinity. If you go deeper into this subject, you will realize that God, as the name suggests, G-O-D, so it's primarily generator, observer, and destroyer. Or generator, that is he who creates, and he who sustains, and he who merges back into divinity. God is what we are. We have been born in his impression. Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha. All the multiple life forms, the multitudes, the countless life forms that exist are all born in his or its imagination, in its reflection. So every spark of life that exists anywhere in any of the universe is a spark of the same divinity. All of it and each one of it has the same ability, strength, and power that the originator has. Which means that we, each one of us, is all powerful, all encompassing, and all loving. That's our reality. Meditation is to move towards this realization that we are all powerful, we are all capable, all encompassing, all inclusive, and all loving. With meditation, we will be able to access this realization and live this realization where limitation no longer exists, where harmony alone exists, with all the challenges becoming or transforming into opportunities for us to grow. Life will only become more blissful for all those people who look at challenges as opportunities to grow. There will be no more compromises. There will be no more becoming less or better or greater than another. There is only merging within and seeing everyone as a reflection of your own divine self. That's what meditation gives you. Which is why it is necessary and important and a priority to meditate every day and to be in meditation, to be in that awareness whenever, wherever, and for however long it is possible. That is where all the gifts are. That is where you experience all the bliss. A mere show of gratitude by meditating for 5 minutes or 15 minutes does no good to you. It is hardly enough. It does not serve you any purpose apart from sitting for that 15 minutes or so. So let us sit from today in meditation for longer and deeper, so one day we too can experience the bliss and we too can see these challenges as opportunities to grow and to experience divinity within us. With this, Let us start today's meditation. As always, we will start with the Maypole meditation. But I really want you to focus on every bit that we are practicing, because these are techniques which have been handed down by masters who have practiced for more than 70 years by themselves, singularly, and which has been proven, and which is why it is necessary, and as an opportunity, you can take it as a practice that can create all the transformation that you need to experience in this lifetime. Let us begin. Think, imagine, visualize or feel that you are sitting in a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In front of you, see a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. In your inner scene, see yourself getting up from your seat, walking up to this pole, and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. You can personify any image of any deity or god that you worship, or the formless one. Now ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any clutter, any restlessness, any anxiety, any frustration, any anger that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in again. And breathe out all your frustrations, your anger, your restlessness, your anxieties, your clutter. Now ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for 2 or 3 breaths. Breathing this healing energy. And breathe out all pain and distress, any discomfort, any pain, physical, mental, emotional. Just breathe it all out. Now ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative experiences, negative memories. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any weakness, any fatigue, or even a sense of tiredness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, and everything else that you are willing to release now. Come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes when you're ready. We are in a very interesting phase of time. We are in a phase of time where a little bit of effort has amplified results. This is an opportunity for you to work with yourself. Any bit of learning, any bit of meditation, any bit of spiritual practice, or anything that touches the heart will have amplified and profound benefits. Isn't this such an interesting opportunity then? As time progresses, though opportunities exist, the challenges will be so humongous, immensely powerful, that unless you have a practice up your sleeve, which you have been applying on a daily basis, which is habitual, meaning coming easily to you, unless you have such a practice, you wouldn't be able to just let those challenges turn into opportunities. It is like water. When you know how to swim, then the water that comes becomes an opportunity to exhibit and also to experience your level of skill and mastery to swim through those waters. But if you haven't learned swimming, even a little bit of water that covers up to your knees or above can become extremely traumatizing. Likewise, the energies that are flowing in the world, in the universe now, are helping us transform so we can grow out of these opportunities and become as God is, to experience all the power, the glory, and the ability to manifest life for ourselves. It is a blessing that we can even at this moment experience being as God is. God is all powerful. It doesn't mean that God exercises its power to manifest anything. It simply means that there is nothing beyond God. God is all-inclusive. It does not judge or discriminate one from another. God just relates to the soul, that which is a part of itself. It doesn't relate to lifestyle, to richness, and to your wealth. It just relates to the soul that you are. You could be a very wealthy person, but very poor at heart. Or you could be very poor monetarily, but can be extremely wealthy at heart, where God is your everything. If you want to experience bliss in this life, if you want to experience joy, happiness, unquantifiable love, then there is only one opportunity, is to turn towards God. Make that divinity your best friend. More than talking to it, listen to it. It has got a wealth of information. It is older than time. And it will be there in the future. Before anything was born, it was there. After everything is gone, it will continue to exist. So it makes sense to listen to this divinity that we call God, which is willing to guide us whenever we ask for its guidance. What an interesting time. What an interesting phase. Just out of curiosity, I want to ask, by a show of hands, I would want to know how many of you are really interested in this opportunity where you would be able to listen to inner guidance, divine guidance, and to be able to live by how divine guides you. How many of you? Now I want to ask you, how many of you are really, thank you, I'm just going to lower all your hands. I want to ask you, how many of you is really putting that effort? So when I say putting that effort, you must live with self-respect, which means that you must wake up, you must have a disciplined lifestyle. You must wake up early morning, you must commit yourself to communicating with God every day, all the days. There is no Saturday, Sunday, every single day, every single time, no matter where you are. You don't have to carry your meditation mat anywhere. You don't have to just sit in the center of a street. You can be in your awareness while you're walking. You can be in your awareness while you're listening. You can be in your awareness while you're meditating. Or you can be in your awareness while you are resting in a park or a hotel. No matter where you are, your awareness is always with you. The practice of sitting meditation is only to listen to God and listen to His guidance. But once you tune into that guidance, thereafter, when you are connected through the day, he or it is constantly guiding you through every single step. And life is so meaningful after that. It tells you what to do, what not to do. It tells you where to go, where not to go. It tells you what to speak, what not to speak, when to speak, how much to speak. It literally tells you everything. It's like carrying you on its piggyback. When that happens, life is really beautiful. But for that, you have to sacrifice all your desires. The only desire of being as God is, and to be willing to do whatever it takes to be as God is, that's the only desire that you must have. With that intensity, whatever you do will help you reach that place where you will discover your own divinity. Life can be viewed as a blessing, as a challenge, as a curse, as a problem, depending on how your perspective is. But there is one common thread that binds all our lives, and that common thread is divine help. No matter how difficult or how challenging your life is, God is not far away. He's just there, right here, right now. We've been listening to experiences every day in the Agar Meditation Group. I've been asking people to share their experiences so that it can motivate more and more people to sit in meditation. Even those who have experienced miraculous transformations in decisions, miraculous transformations happening in their lives, continue to be lazy and to not connect to the Divine Self on a daily basis. What else must happen for you to commit to your own Divine Self? What other thing must God bring to your table before you'll be willing to connect? Why this laziness? Why this postponement? Why this procrastination to connect to God? As we have already listened in the last few sessions, that this is the time. This is the only time that you have. This is the only opportunity that you have. And the obstacle is just your mind, your laziness. And the only thing that you can do to overcome this obstacle is to stop listening to the mind. Refuse to listen. And just listen to discipline. Respond to discipline. Practice discipline. And that's the surest way of reaching the God Self within you. So with this, let us practice another small meditation, which is something that you can carry at all times, no matter where you are. We all have practiced the maypole. Now imagine this pole, the ribbons that are connected to the pole, imagine these ribbons are connected to God higher up. You may not be able to see God, but you know these ribbons connect to God. Now wherever you go, imagine that you're holding on to this ribbon. Wherever you go, you may be in a bus, you may be in the metro, you may be in your car, you may be in your office, you may be in the toilet, you may be in your living room, you may be in your bed. No matter where you are, just always imagine that you're holding on to this ribbon. And every time you feel that your energy is dipping, which means that you get to listen to somebody's nonsense constantly rattling, someone who is refusing to stop. You feel that you're just feeling irritated, annoyed, agitated. Immediately pull yourself up. And the way you do that is just like you have a temple bell which you just ring. Similarly, you just ring this bell and ask God to pull you up. Now let us practice this simple thing to realize that it actually works. Wherever you are, sitting, traveling, wherever you are at this moment, just imagine holding on to this ribbon. And then ask God to lift you up and just pull the ribbon, tug it. Imagine that you're tugging this ribbon and see what happens. See what happens to your thoughts. See what happens to your head, your back. Did anyone experience a sudden shift in energy, suddenly being raised? So that's how simple it is. Connecting to God is the simplest thing that you can experience. It's difficult to talk to your spouse. It's difficult to talk to your children, difficult to talk to your girlfriend or boyfriend, or even difficult to talk to your parents at times. But connecting to God, there's nothing easier than that. It's extremely simple. It is just that we believe that we are not familiar to God and that God is not familiar to us. We believe that we need to build that connection, but then we won't. Because we want God to take the first step. But God wants us to take the first step because He's too scared that we will run away from Him or from it. Like I always tell, that God has an inferiority complex. So God just wants so much love. God is full of love, yet wants you to love it. So it can give you that much more love. Just wants you to like it, so it is able to fill you with more ability to like everything. Just wants you to be happy, so that it can fill you with that much more happiness. It just wants you to be content, so that it can fill you with that much more contentment. It just wants you to be grateful, so it can fill you with complete gratitude. God is but a reflection. That's the only thing God is, nothing more, nothing less. And that reflection is the perfect one. Only if you are willing to connect to this divinity, will it be there for you. And when that divinity exists, you simply don't need anything else. Life after that is content. So today and this week, this is your homework. Carry God wherever you go. Just hold on to this ribbon wherever you are. Connect to this ribbon. If you're a doctor and seeing clients, connect to God and ask God to work through you and see how the results turn out. If you're a surgeon, connect to God before your surgery. Ask God to work through you and see how your surgeries happen. If you are a businessman, just connect to God and ask God to work through you or conduct your business through you. And just see, observe how the transactions happen. No matter what your profession is, if you put God first, then you will be really amazed at how the turnaround happens. Always put God first. Let meditation become timeless. Let there not be a starting point and ending point. When we don't have a starting or ending point for our mind and thoughts, why are we finishing our meditation practice and simply snapping out of it? Is it because we are bored? Is it because we are too conditioned to being in the mind, that we don't like being in God? What is it? Make it an opportunity to walk out of this self-imposed cage, your contraption, and rise towards God, towards the Divine One. It's always there to help you whenever you need it. It's there to protect you. Let us do one small meditation before we end. Keep your back, neck and head straight. Push your lower back forward, your upper back. Pull it back. Keep the neck straight. Hold on to the ribbon. Tug it. So God just lifts you up. Observe your breathing and observe everything that's happening around you. Make sure that your ears are listening and your eyeballs are not following the sounds. Keep your eyeballs down. come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes when you're ready. Practice being in awareness, which means practice only listening. Do not indulge in sensory confusion. Do not let your eyes follow the sound. Let the eyes be where they are. Let the ears focus on the sound. Let thoughts not appear for frivolous reasons. Practice awareness. And very soon you will see you are connecting to divinity. You will be told beforehand how your day is going to be. You will be shown beforehand what the challenges are. And you will be also told how to wade through this and how to look at them as an opportunity. This is how life happens, and this is how life must happen. It is within our grasp to live life that way. But it is us who are anxious, restless, doubting, and not trusting God even one bit. We want to do everything, have everything. It's not possible. You can have all of God, but then everything that it provides, it does provide. And everything it will not provide is something it knows for sure would not do us any good. So with your awareness, learn to trust, learn to be in love, learn to be happy, and enjoy every day and every moment. With this, we will end this session today, but before that I want to ask, does anybody have any questions? All right. So we will end this. Yes, Sadhguru. Please unmute.
Doctor, good evening.
Good evening.
Doctor, you are talking about procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
The meditation practice I am regularly doing, but sometimes due to procrastination, a lot of time it misses. Because I thought when I get up in the morning, I take some fresh up. Then I said, okay, let us have a cup of tea, then we do meditate. Then after taking meditation, okay, I have some office work, let me complete. Okay, after taking bath, I will meditate. Then, it becomes time, then I am going to the office. So sometimes, a lot of times, this kind of procrastination, actually I missed out. I realized that, but still it becomes such a strong habit. It is not only in form of meditation, it is in other works also. I feel I do a lot of procrastination. So how to overcome this?
So it all starts with procrastinating your work itself. So when you wake up in the morning, all the pressure that you are having pertaining to work, it comes from procrastination, correct?
Yes.
So stop procrastinating and stop overloading your to-do list. Don't live in guilt. Start finishing the tasks one after another. There are certain professional tasks, specifically if you are in the IT industry, which simply do not get accomplished because the industry is such that they believe that they own you. They believe that you belong to them. And they want to thrust work on you, which they believe you will complete in whatever time it takes. So that's the choice of industry that you have made. And this is the sacrifice or compromise that you have to do to live in that industry. So, nevertheless, start with meditation. The reason why I'm saying this is because sometimes you have situations manifesting which are so amazing. You will never imagine how such a situation could occur where suddenly important tasks are no more important, where people no longer are pressurizing you and you're able to complete these tasks. You have no idea how such situations can manifest. That's what divinity is all about. It knows how to help you. If you can remember the dwarfs who would come and finish the work, we read all this story in our tales as kids, where dwarfs would come in the middle of the night and sew the cobbler's shoes. When the cobbler woke up in the morning, he saw that his shoes were done, were made. The point is not whether you believe in the story. The point is, if you believe in divinity, that these things can happen. We as a family have experienced a lot of this divinity. We have experienced our medical bills just become half, where people start questioning what influence you used. And all that we did was have faith in God. We found things just happening for us, manifesting for us out of the blue. And people ask, how did you do it? And we have been teaching this technique, and many people who have been participating in these meditations have experienced these happenings. But the point is, once it has happened, then you're just so engrossed in celebrating that manifestation that you forget to live in it. So please live in that manifestation, start completing your tasks, stop procrastinating. You can only stop procrastinating by stopping procrastinating.
Right.
Make connecting to God a priority, nothing less.
And sometimes, Doctor, actually, other thing is awareness. For example, if I am doing in an office meeting, for example, somebody is talking to me, I am initially very aware, and what he is speaking, I am just listening. And in the mid, what happens, I don't know. Some portion, I really don't receive from him. Later I realize, oh, I am talking to him. And in the mid, what he has spoken to me, what the conversation was happening, it was totally out of my mind, actually. So I am losing awareness, or I am losing concentration.
You're not losing awareness or concentration. You're just indulging in your past. While your eyes are seeing, you can, all of you are listening, you can just examine, observe, if you're in a movie or if you're listening to a monologue, a one way, like a movie or like a radio or television, you will see that as you're watching, suddenly your mental imagination takes over. There is a video which starts playing between your eyes and the person or the meeting that you are in. You will see that something else starts playing in the mind, and you get engrossed by that, and that takes you away from your awareness until such time that suddenly you realize that that's not where you need to be. You need to be in this present moment where you are in a cinema hall or you are in a meeting room. Then you come back to your awareness. This is just a habit of drifting away. Awareness needs to be practiced. When we were born, we were just living awareness. But the day we were taught that this is my name, and that this is my religion, and this is who I am, and that I'm different, the day we were taught that we are lesser mortals, that day we began to fall. But nothing to blame anyone, but now is the time to rise and to reclaim the divinity from where we all came. So start practicing now that you are aware that you lose your awareness. Now be all the more aware to sustain the awareness. It is just a matter of choice.
Okay, Doctor.
Right.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? All right, so let's end this session. Thank you so much for attending today's Agar meditation session. We will connect again next Saturday. And until then, have a beautiful weekend and have a beautiful week. And do your homework of being connected, staying connected with the higher consciousness, staying connected to divinity for as long as time as possible. Make your meditation timeless. Make your meditation endless. Wake up with it and sleep with it. And you will see how that transforms your life. Have a beautiful week.
Yes. Yeah.